Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. Two percussionists and two pianists comprise the quartet Yarnwire. The instrumental combination brings a collection of creative sounds and selections ranging from classic to modern works. The group performs a concert this evening at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Joining me in studio are Ning Yu and Russell Greenberg, members of the group. Ning, Russell, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad that you are here, and you provide a unique performance. Tell us about how would you define the music that you present?
Well, I think the way that we see music is as kind of a living practice. So even though we start by playing classics like Bartok's Sonata for two pianos and two percussion, a lot of what we do nowadays is work with composers who are alive today on creating new pieces for the concert hall or for art galleries or a variety of different situations.
The group came together in 2005. When did you develop this style and the concept of music? When did that come around?
I think it's been a constant kind of process, actually. So we started playing pieces that were already in existence, like Berio's Linnea that we're going to play tonight, and Bartok's Sonata for two pianos, two percussion. As we were playing more and more, we, you know, asked our friends to write us pieces. And over time, our catalog of friends has grown, and so we've kind of shaped our sound based on the music that they've written for us, and we've discovered what works and what doesn't, and have kind of gone from there.
Yeah, I guess, Ning, that's the next question. What works and what doesn't? Is there a musical style that translates to this type of concept that in the music that you want to create? Is there a particular style?
We have often talked about this, and one of the questions we ask ourselves is the one-minute elevator talk. If anybody asked us, what would we say? This also has, as Russell has explained, this is something we are also talking within ourselves all the time. But in general, I would say this is a new language. This is probably something that a lot of people have not heard of before. We generally say ourselves are modern classical music, but mm-hmm. the sound and the timbre has changed so much. So it's, I would say it's a new genre, more in the new ways of listening to music.
What is the creative process like during in deciding how arrangement is going to be created? What do y'all go through as far as, you know, translating the piano and the percussion together?
It's kind of a, it's a really fun process, actually. So if we're working with a composer on a new piece, you know, they might provide us with some new music and we'll try it out and see if it works with our mallets or with the fingerings and the piano and stuff. If it doesn't, we'll, you know, offer suggestions and change things because composers need to often hear the music, not just imagine it. So we'll always have this back and forth going mm-hmm. between. One of the pieces we're playing tonight, Flywheel, in fact, we just worked with the composer last week and made a couple tweaks here and there. He wasn't hearing what he thought it would sound like, so we changed mallets, we changed some techniques and stuff like that.
Working through the process.
Yeah.
On the percussion side, you know, are you trying to replicate an exact sound, or is there some improvisation used?
I would say both in both parts, in fact, in the piano and the percussion, we improvise a lot to find new sounds. You know, maybe you scrape an instrument with a type of hardware or something to get a new sound. So we're improvising together to find, you know, what works and what doesn't.
Yeah. Ning, tell us about your album Tone Builder, and what were you wanting to share with listeners in creating that album?
I actually joined Yarnwire only 3 years ago. I did not play on that, but I can tell you a little bit about it.
Well, you do have other recording projects coming up, correct?
Yes, we do. So a little bit about Tone Builder. Tone Builder was a project that Yarnwire came together with composers that have been our friends and colleagues for a long time. And it was within a project called New York Compose, mm-hmm. and we invited 10 composers to collaborate with Yarnwire, and the result was 10 beautiful but really, really different pieces. For our repertoire.
Yeah, I noticed that there's some video where you are working with young students, their own composition. Share on that aspect about educating today's students.
You know, a lot of times educational programs about teaching, but this particular one that you're talking about, we had been invited by Lucy Moses and the Special Children's School in New York City. And there were young composers at the school who composed pieces for us. And we had the pleasure to play their composition. And they were 9 years old or 10 years old. And they were writing really imaginative music for our instruments. So this was part of our educational program that we collaborate with young composers and then to try out their sounds and instruments that they created.
Well, Russell, the program comes up this evening at 7:30 at the University of Louisiana Monroe. What can the audience expect to hear?
Well, we're going to kind of present I would say a distillation of what we actually do. So we have two pieces that are receiving, in fact, their world premieres tonight. One by Philip Schussler. He teaches down in Hammond, actually. And one by Dan Kuntz, who we met on Long Island many years ago. So both of those pieces are brand new, and we're trying them out tonight. And also on the program is one classic for the repertoire. That's Berio's Linnea. And on the last half of the program, we're going to be doing our arrangement of Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story, the Symphonic Dances. So something completely different. So you'll get a whole range of music tonight.
Well, sounds like a wonderful program in store. And of course, the concert is free and open to the public. However, a ticket is needed due to limited seating at the Emmy Lou Biedenhorn Recital Hall. Concert again begins gets underway at 7:30 this evening on the ULM campus, and information at 342-3811. Russell Greenberg, Ning Yu with Yarn Wire. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.